Chapter 21. Izzy can't believe the little animal is gone. She tries to stay calm. She will keep searching the room very, very carefully. She starts in the corner and goes inch by inch. She looks under cushions and all around her big chair. She moves her furniture, including the floor lamp and the bookcase. She uncovers 6 dead bugs, a yellow sock, a hair ribbon, and a paperclip. The last place Izzy looks is in her closet. She moves her shoes. She pushes back every hanger, even though she can't imagine how the possum could get up onto the clothes. She searches the pockets of her lime green winter jacket. Then she moves her laundry basket. She lifts the top. She sees the pants and shirts and underwear and socks that she wore all week to school. She puts her hands in and lifts the clothing in one big clump. Nothing at the bottom of the basket. She doesn't see the possum holding on to a pair of jeans. The mess of stuff does seem heavy, but she is tired of searching. And so she drops it all back into the basket and slumps onto the floor. She can't contain her disappointment. One minute she had the most fantastic new pet, and now the little creature is gone. And so are the bonnet for her doll, one of the boots for her circus monkey, and Paddington's raincoat. So it turns out the possum is a burglar. Izzy picks up the little black boot and holds it in her hands. It's like Cinderella, only all mixed up. She slips the boot into her pocket and makes her way to the kitchen, where a very wet Columbo is rolling around on the floor in a pile of old towels. The room smells like burned toast and wet dog, which isn't great. Izzy takes a box of cereal from the counter and slides into the chair next to her father, mumbling, "So that was crazy." Columbo got pretty excited. Izzy's mother pours herself a cup of coffee and sits down as well. He smelled a wild animal. He knew the thing was on the roof last night. He's smarter than he looks. Izzy doesn't say that the dog is no pet detective, even if he is named Columbo. What kind of animal do you think was up there? Izzy's mom sips her coffee before answering. Oh, we know. Your father saw them. Izzy's spoonful of cereal stops at the midpoint between her mouth and the bowl. She turns to her father. What did you see? She realizes she sounded too excited because her father touches her arm and says, It's okay, sweetie. We're calling the exterminator. Izzy's mom adds, Your father saw possums last night. Izzy exhales. So you woke up last night and saw a possum in the house? Her mother is alarmed. Goodness, no. Her father explains. I went outside with a flashlight after Columbo woke us up. Spotted 2 by the chimney. Not big ones, probably nothing more than babies, but so ugly, like rats, only worse. I don't think possums are ugly, Izzy says, annoyed. That's because you've never seen one. They're just the worst-looking things ever. Izzy starts to speak again and then stops. Her little possum friend is anything but ugly. The creature has dark, shining eyes and the most perfect nose with a pink tip. She is furry and fuzzy and smells like a wet wool sweater, but she will keep all of this to herself. Izzy continues to chew her cereal and then finally says, Are you sure you need to call the exterminator? Possums are nomadic. They move from place to place. We studied them at school. Izzy's mom is impressed by her daughter's knowledge, and her smile is one of relief. Really? I didn't know that. So they aren't right now building some kind of nest under the house? Izzy grins. No. And they don't build nests. I bet they heard Columbo, and that's all it took to figure out that this was no place to call home. Her parents look pleased. Izzy glances over at the large, wet dog rolling on his back. He's in some kind of battle with a towel. She sees dog hair everywhere. Columbo is a shedder. That, she silently thinks, is really his greatest skill. Izzy puts her cereal bowl in the dishwasher, then waits until her mom and dad are both out of the kitchen before she removes a small plate from the cupboard. She goes to the refrigerator and takes out cheddar cheese, 4 grapes, and 2 small carrots. She gets a sesame cracker from the box on the counter and then adds a piece of chocolate from the secret stash in the back of the tinfoil drawer. She pours grape juice into a little cup her mother uses for hard-boiled eggs. She carries all of this into her bedroom and closes the door. Even though it appears that her little friend is gone, there is still the possibility that the possum is hiding somewhere. And food might be just the thing to draw her out. Izzy gets dressed and goes to the living room, where she tells her mother she wants to visit the library. Her parents are always happy when their daughter asks to spend time with books. So after the kitchen is cleaned up, and after Izzy has made sure her keep out sign is prominently posted on her door, her mom drives her down to the public library on Jensen Road. Izzy is intent on doing research. She wants to find out everything there is to know about possums.